Good morning. 6:29 a.m. on August the 26th. Too many digits, too close together. 6:29, August the 26th, 2015. Okay. Now that we are situated in space-time. It's late summer in the Northern Hemisphere. A Wednesday. The feedback coming in from beta readers has been fairly uniformly positive. So far, nobody said, no, go back to the drawing board. I'm interested to see of the... I've sent out about 40 of these, and from here on, if you didn't get in, I'm not going to send out any more. Just because I've already sent out about 50. And I apparently have sent out enough because I'm getting a conflict between people who like this bit but didn't, and other people who didn't like the same bit. So far, the pluses are outnumbering the minuses by about 10-1. But because I'm getting, I apparently have reached a broad enough audience, the people who find a piece that they find objectionable and mention it are balanced out by 5 times more people who have found the same piece and commented on it. So, yeah. I think today is it in terms of giving out new copies. Just because the overhead of keeping track of who's asked for one and who I've sent one and where that all happened is... I sent out a lot of copies. It's getting a little unwieldy. I'm trying to keep up with it by a date and time. I've already double sent to one person, and I suspect I have not sent to somebody else. If you were on the list, if you went to day 1016 and left a comment on that post in day 16, then, and I haven't sent you one, let me know. I had a couple of people who fell through the cracks yesterday, and I don't want to. I don't want to devalue those people who did what I asked and then I didn't get a copy. But if you haven't gotten in yet, I'm going to ask that you hold off. It'll be pretty when you see it in October. So yeah. Okay. I'm finding the feedback very interesting. Is that there are not that many pieces that people have found problematic. There's not very many places where more than one person mentions something. Where they have, it's been, as I said, it's been mostly, yes, oh my God, yes, compared to, yeah, I'm not sure this works. And those very few places where more than one person commented, I'm paying particular attention to. But it's interesting to me the things that one person points out and says, this is a problem. What happened here? Because it's sort of thrown out there and then disappears. Nothing ever happens again. There's been a couple of those. Some of them, yeah. There's a particular instance about a reporter who was invited back, but then never seen again. And there's a birthday party that was mentioned once, and then never revisited, never followed through on. So, I don't know. There are other issues that are much more technical in nature that I didn't overlook them. I just elided past them because they're not significant to the story. And it's really easy to get bogged down in detail. But if they're significant enough for one person out of this limited sample to recognize as being an issue, I'm looking at all of them very carefully. I adhere to the Neil Gaiman philosophy about story problems. If somebody tells you it doesn't work, they're probably right. If somebody tells you how to fix it, they're probably wrong. So in many of these, I've already repaired some of them. The repair was not at the point of failure. The repair was before the point of failure, so that the failure condition isn't met when the problem arises. Or at least I hope the failure condition isn't met when the problem arises. So we'll see. I'm pretty chuffed. I'm pretty stoked that this is getting so many people really psyched about Ishmael Hwang and getting back into his world. Would I have brought Pip back if not for the incessant pressure from fans to bring back some of the old people, some of the old characters? Yeah, I probably would have, because as I was working on Ownershare, I was considering the reality that he was going to go back to Port Newmar, and I was considering the reality that the reason he didn't run into these people in the past was that he wasn't in Port Newmar, that he wasn't where they were, and because communications is extremely limited and expensive, it's not something that anybody does. And note that for all the people who said Ishmael never tried to contact any of his old classmates, none of his old classmates ever tried to contact him either. So it wasn't just Ishmael being an island unto himself. And people did not connect. We address a little bit of that in this book, some of you have discovered how and why. All of you who are beta readers have discovered how and why. So, yeah, I'm pretty psyched. I'm pretty stoked. I'll wait for the last few pieces of. I'll wait through Friday, and then I will make my final edits on the manuscript and send it off to the editor, so that she has it in her hands when the slot opens up in September. And I've already started Smuggler 1. I know there are a lot of people who go, oh no, you're not going to write more Ishmael. Yes, I am. I'm just not going to write more Ishmael right now. I want to get into Smuggler 1. I want to discover more about this dark side world. And I have no idea. I mean, I have some idea, but I don't know where this story is going to go. I don't know what they're smuggling. I don't know. I have some idea of how they're smuggling. But and I have like several ways they're smuggling. Several mechanisms that they're using. But the world, the universe, the shape and feel of the dark side. I want to look at that. I also need to look at the dark side. I need to look at that name. It smacks a little bit too much of Star Wars. Come to the dark side. We have cookies. So nobody's mentioned it. Nobody's actually brought it up. Because it's the dark side of the deep dark. And maybe nobody's made the Star Wars connection, so it's not really an issue. Just one of those. In fact, nobody has mentioned it at all. J. Daniel Sawyer, whom I've contacted to come up with the covers. He's going to give me 3 covers. He's actually Monk Post. He's the only one who's commented on it, and his comment was, "That's funny. We both have dark sides in our stories," and he does. He has a dark side in one of his sets of stories. So, I don't think it's going to be a problem. It scans better than really deep dark. And I did use it in Odin's Outpost. I used it in A Light in the Dark. So I'm sort of committed to it, I guess. So that's where we are in the process. A lot of people are sending typo reports. I'm incorporating them. It wasn't anything that I asked people to do, but if you feel like you want to or you need to, please go ahead and send those in. I will accept them and will review them. It's pretty amazing that I've had about 8 or 10 people send me typo reports. There's only a couple of them that are common. So out of the 8 or 10 people, more than half of them found the same error. But I don't think anybody found more than a small handful. And they were a different handful for people. So that's I've always maintained that typos mean the story's too weak. If you're busy paying attention to the typo, then it's story isn't engaging enough. The reality is that some of these are missing words. Homophones shouldn't bump you unless you're loose enough to the story, you're not connected enough to the story that a minor hiccup will trigger. A missing word which makes it difficult to understand a sentence, that's a different issue. Yeah, I can see where that's a problem. There are half a dozen of those where they're either missing words or the completely wrong word. Or an extra word that makes the sentence not make sense. I've had a couple of those where I started writing one sentence and finished with another sentence. So the front end of the sentence doesn't match the back end of the sentence. And I can understand that. It's like, what the hell did he just say? So yeah, I can understand those. Those are cool. And I found readers, all y'all who are beta reading, have found those. So I'm trying to talk about this in terms that everybody who's listening to this podcast is not necessarily a beta reader, so I don't want to spoiler the story any more than I already have by talking about the specific errors that people have found. There's a lot of foreshadowing in this. There's a lot of veiled suggestions, and I will be honest and say I have no idea what they're talking about. I mean, some of them I do, some of them have, and there's some of the comments that the chief makes about the dark side that are much more keeping in line with where I think I want the story to go. Um, There are some downsides to the dark side, but there are also some positive sides. There are also some plus sides to the dark side. People are people, and these are folks who have fallen through the cracks. Some of them through no fault of their own. Some of them because they have problems with authority. Some of them because they were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Some of them because they are actually, in fact, sociopathic, if not psychopathic. And most of those people get screened out of the CPJCT Golden Age. I've been working with the idea of maybe there are not solar clippers. There are not jump-capable ships in this dark side universe. And instead, traffic handled by gates. I don't like that. I'm going to stay with the technology that I have. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that, one of which is it's technology that's readily available on the marketplace. There's no reason for it not to be there. It would have been very difficult to suppress. And particularly since Ishmael is going to jump into the dark side with a ship that has it, I don't want him to be a target simply because he has a jump-capable ship. Because if his was the only one, or nearly the only one, in the dark side, that would make him... that would paint a really big target on him. And I don't want that target. I don't want to deal with that target. I don't want this to be... There are enough nods to EVE Online in this storyline anyway. I'm using EVE Online's NullSec as a kind of inspiration, but I don't want it to be NullSec. I don't want it to be kill or be killed. I don't want it to be anybody who's not us is dead. Anybody who's not us is out to kill us. There will be people who are willing to take advantage of the fact that there is no CPJCT. There is no tick, or at least no obvious tick presence. But I don't want that to be the story. I want that to be sort of a setting issue. I don't want it to be a plot issue. It's something that Tara Lee mentioned months and months and months and months and months ago about adopting the shoot 'em up paradigm of space opera, when the absence of the shoot 'em up paradigm is what makes Ishmael's story special. But I do want to recognize that there are people in this universe for whom violence is the first recourse rather than the last. Sort of like Burnside, who saw his position in Doubleshare on the Tinker as being literally one of privilege, one that allowed him to exert his power on people in ways that were problematic for everyone, including the viability of the ship. So yeah, it's I'm pleased with the feedback. Keep the feedback coming. I will cut feedback off on Friday and put the final touches on the manuscript on Saturday and Sunday and send it off to the editor so she'll have it when her slots open up next month. Oh, and today I have to mow the lawn. I did pull out the lawnmower yesterday. So even though there's still a lot of hornets around in the backyard, I can get to the front. So we'll deal with that. Things are really soggy. have to look up exactly when the daughter needs to be at school today. She doesn't have first block, and it's a long block, so I think it's 9 o'clock, which is why I'm out a little bit late. Not terribly, but tomorrow I have to be out really early because I need to get her up. Or perhaps what I'll do is rock after I take her out. Yeah, that would make more sense. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.